The other day, I was playing Rocket League with my friend, and we just lost a ranked match. We were pretty annoyed, and he said to me, if only we were on Switch lobbies. Which started a conversation about how whenever he plays any game on his little brother's Switch, the lobbies are way easier. After talking about it for a while, I decided to put that to the test. So I finally dusted off my old Switch. My name is Joester, and I'm here today to find out, are Switch lobbies actually easier? To figure this out, I chose three different games to compare, each with different categories that determine in-game performance. The problems that I had to choose games that are both A, competitively based, and B, available on the Switch as well as my Xbox. This meant that Mario Kart are COD are off limits, so I settled for Fortnite, Rocket League, and Fall Guys. After choosing the games I wanted to compare, I decided that I would play 50 matches of each game on my Xbox as a baseline, and then 50 more on my Switch for a total of 100 matches per game, with 300 overall matches. Also, all the footage I recorded was from my Xbox, because the footage from my Switch was... Next, I decided to outline the categories I keep track of for each game, starting with Rocket League. I'd measure the total games played, my win-loss ratio, and the number of goals scored across the 50 games. For Fortnite, I again measured the games played, the win-loss ratio, and then my total number of kills across the 50 games. Finally, for Fall Guys, I measured the games played, the win-loss ratio, and the amount of mini-games where I came first. Then, once I was done doing this for the Xbox, I'd start over and do it all again on my Switch. To do all this took nearly 60 hours, which I'm convinced at least 40 was spent waiting to load into Fall Guys games. Anyway, let me show you how it went. The first game that I started with was Rocket League, and across the 50 ranked matches I played in my Xbox, I scored 65 times for an average of 1.3 goals per game. Not great, but I did go on a losing streak of about 7 games at the start of the 50, which probably made it a lot worse. For the win-loss ratio, I won 26 of the 50 matches, giving us a 52% win rate. Again, not great, but still an overall positive result. Moving over to the Switch, I made sure to turn off crossplay and I began the 50 matches only after I'd completed the 10 unranked matches, and the game had given me the rank that it thought I should be. It gave me one division lower than the rank I am on my Xbox, putting me at Plat 1, which is pretty good. I mean it's pretty good. Across the 50 matches, I ended up scoring 104 goals for an average of 2.08 goals per game, which is 62.5% higher than on the Xbox. For the win rate, it reached 76%. Winning 38 of the 50 games, and even though it isn't taken into account, I won all 10 of the unranked games before I started counting, so really wish I included those. Anyway, this means that I won 46% more on Switch than I did on Xbox. So overall for Rocket League, so far the Switch does seem to have easier lobbies, but we'll have to see what happens with Fall Guys and Fortnite first. Moving on, Fall Guys was next, and oh boy, the game does load fast. Each match has like 4 or 5 minigames, and on the Xbox I managed to come first in 61 minigames in total, for an average of 1.22 first place finishes per match. In terms of how many full games I won out of the 50, I won 14, giving a 28% win rate. I have no idea if that's any good, because I don't usually play Fall Guys, because I'm not 7. Anyway, on the Switch the results were surprisingly more similar than I expected. I came first in 73 minigames, which is only 19% higher than I won on Xbox. For the amount of wins I got, I reached 17, which is a lot lower than I thought I'd get. So I'm going to blame that on the controller, or maybe the connection, or maybe the hackers. That means it was still a 21% increase in wins from the Xbox to the Switch, so I'll take it. Overall for Fall Guys, it seems like there is a little difference between the consoles, but it's too small to count as being significant rather than just being chalked down to having more practice. Finally, we'll take a look at the results for our third game, Fortnite. Just to preface, yes I played in Fortnite OG, and yes I played Zero Build. Before you come at me, just know I rarely play this game, and didn't feel like getting boxed up by a 6-year-old, because then I'd have to admit that they're better than me at the game, and I can't do that. On the Xbox, I got 297 kills over the 50 games, giving an average of 5.94 kills per game, which is decent. However, I only managed to win the game 6 times. Getting almost 6 kills every game to win 12% of the time is kinda crazy, but I guess I have to accept that I suck. On the Switch, however, I managed to get 681 kills in 50 games, giving me an average of 13.62 kills per game. We are so back! This means that my kills were 129.5% higher on the Switch, more than double than I got on the Xbox. On top of this, I won 31 of the 50 games played, shooting my win rate up from 12% to 62%, Maybe I should go pro. Seriously though, it seems like for Fortnite, the console you play on massively affects the skill of the players. So what does all this mean overall about Switch lobbies versus normal lobbies? Overall, there's clearly a huge difference between the difficulty of other lobbies in comparison to a Switch lobby, and all three games I tested showed that in some capacity. And you may be wondering, hey Joester, what magical reason are the lobbies easier? Do you reckon the way the code the servers is different, or maybe they access a different network or host the children? The Nintendo Switch's main player base is children.